A rise in crime in Alaska has led Governor Bill Walker to seek a bill in the special session next month that would allow more jail time for some thefts and other crimes. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
A recent report found that Alaska saw higher rates of larcenies, robberies, burglaries, and assaults last year. Governor Walker says the report shows the need for the legislature to take action this year.
Clearly, the crime report shows we can't wait till next year. This isn't something we'll get to next year when we can get to it. This is something we need to get to now.
Walker is calling on the legislature to pass Senate Bill 54. The legislation would increase the potential jail time for both Class C felonies and low-level thefts. Until late last year, C felony convictions could lead to 2 years in jail. Under a law enacted last year, first-time offenders could receive probation. Under Senate Bill 54, the sentence could be as much as 1 year.
You know, there have to be consequences for wrongdoing, and we need to make sure that the judges have the discretion for that.
The proposed bill is not based on the social science evidence that led to last year's law. Researchers say reducing jail time is associated with decreases in repeat offenses. One goal of last year's bill was to shift state spending from jailing offenders to spending money on drug treatment and prevention. Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth says the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission used other evidence to recommend the changes in Senate Bill 54.
There was a lot of testimony before the commission, and that is evidence. It may not be the same kind of statistical evidence that resulted in the first recommendations that were being made.
Lindemuth was referring to last year's law.
But we have additional evidence that's in the crime report itself.
She says the proposed bill amounts to minor tweaks to last year's law. Walker has asked Lindemuth to recommend more changes to state law that the legislature could take up next year. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill says he supports passing the bill. He says the bill's provisions respond to concerns raised by the public about rising crime.
Even though they get outside the bounds of data certainty, certainly the public outcry has been very clear. And so these were answers to that on some of the felony issues.
The Senate passed the bill 19-1 in April, but it never had a hearing in the House. Dillingham Democratic House Speaker Bryce Edgman said in a statement Friday that the House Majority Caucus is committed to seriously considering policy recommendations that evidence shows will make Alaskans safer. He noted that state budget cuts have reduced the number of prosecutors, state troopers, and local law enforcement officers. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.